I'm a regular traffic user every day. You would see me on the road every other minute. So my experience basically has been getting worse as you use the roads of Juba every day. The traffic policemen have been shaking down drivers for a very long time. And I feel like of recent, it has been becoming worse and worse and worse. So as a road user every day, you want to feel safe. The traffic department is supposed to make the road safe for the people. But of recent, I feel like I'm being shaken down every day by the traffic policemen.
Yes, and when you say you've been shaken down, what exactly do you mean here?
Basically, it's these traffic policemen are, it sort of feels like these guys have been, they are moving away from the mandate of making roads safer into a revenue collecting body. So it's every other small thing that the traffic has to make sure that they collect money from the citizens. This week they've introduced this new thing that every vehicle that is having factory tint. This is tint that I did not place on my car on purpose, but when I bought the car 2 years ago, it came with it. So this week I wake up on Monday, the traffic is telling me I have a factory tint and that is illegal. So that's my experience.
Yes, and when they say you have a factory tint, what are you supposed to do with it? Remove it and they let you go? Or they try to fine you for breaking some traffic rules? What explanation do they give you?
You know very well about traffic policemen. Usually when they bring up a problem that is illegal, obviously they want to charge you for a fine. And for this case, obviously they are requesting that that a citizen, as a driver, should pay a fine. And in my case, yesterday my vehicle was detained because my car had a factory tint. And I had to pay £5,000. Apparently that £5,000 is only for 1 month, that I can drive my car for 1 month in Juba with that tint. So after 1 month, I have to pay another £5,000. It means in a year, I'm looking to be paying £60,000. So are we making the road safer or are we collecting revenue?
So with that, you feel you've not been treated fairly on the road. Is it not for everybody? Have they explained to you about the traffic rules and laws that you're not supposed to break? Because if you break some traffic laws, obviously you're supposed to be fine.
I mean, ideally, I'm a driver. I have a driving license and I've been driving for many years now. And I've had experience driving in South Sudan and many other countries. So as a driver on the road, we clearly know what our rules, what is right and what is wrong. And if there's something wrong, the traffic department is supposed to sensitize citizens about what this wrong thing could be or could not be. So if I wake up Monday morning immediately, what was not legal yesterday is illegal today, then that's a problem for me. So is it unfair to me? I don't think it's just to me. I've heard this, it's widespread. This is becoming it's unbecoming.
So in other words, you're saying it's okay if there are rules that are broken for someone to pay fine, but the traffic police are supposed to give a period where they can sensitize the citizens. You know what? We don't want factory tint anymore. And, you know, there's a period that should be given. And after that, if you don't respect, that's when you can be fined somehow.
Just like any other law that exists. Usually you don't just wake up one Monday morning, find a letterhead, write a letter and then stamp it, and that becomes an order and every citizen should follow. No, that's not how it works. That's not how countries are built. Countries are built by, you come up with laws in a way where citizens are supposed to be aware of it. You come up with laws where it is passed through parliament. Once it becomes legal, you start sensitizing. These laws are published on the newspaper. I wish this law of tints was published on the newspaper. And this publishment should give citizens allowance of three to 6 months. Because I've owned this car for 2 years, I'm planning to own it for another 3 years. So you want me to get rid of my factory tint in a week? No, I can't. I can't afford that. And also for the fee that they charge, it's out of the blue, you're asking for £5,000. Money does not grow on trees. We cannot just find £5,000 out of nowhere to just pay the traffic department.
Great. And as definitely these are citizens' grievances, and as a citizen, do you know where you're supposed to address your concerns, your grievances? Is it something that concerns you that you think the citizens should be made aware of?
I mean, like any other public office, if there's a grievance that a citizen has, he should be able to go to that office and report it. I've seen places where they're supposed to have suggestion box where you could put in your grievances. I don't think that's the case that exists here. Last week, I got so frustrated, I told this traffic man, let's go to your office. I have a problem. I have a case. I cannot be getting extorted like this anymore. Mm-hmm. I've had enough of it. Can we go to your office? Let your boss explain to me what are they trying to do to the citizens. I went there. I go to the office. They took me around. There was nobody to receive my complaints. Your complaints. He saw that I was very frustrated. He just told me to leave the office. So I'm frustrated. I've had this for a very long time. And experience. I mean, I cannot continue to
experience this. Yeah, so what do you think should be done to help the citizens, you know, be able to just enjoy the roads as usual? What do you think should be the way forward from here?
The way forward is, remember, these roads that we have, the whole idea of having the traffic policeman is to make the road safer for the traffic policeman himself and safer for the citizens. That's the idea. That's what we all want to achieve. To make the road safer, I would like to see that when these traffic laws are published or made legal, the word here is legal, writing a letter does not make it legal. Here is to come up with a law, publish to the citizens, synthesize it. Even the traffic laws, I don't know any driver that has it in his car. Mm-hmm. Those booklets should be published. Drivers should know what is right, what is wrong. And if I have done wrong, how do I go about this? Mm-hmm. Or how do I go about fixing any other problem? So these rules and regulations need to be published clearly and dispensed to every citizen, so that when you're seated in your car and you know you're driving your car, you know what rules to break and what rules not to break.
Great. Just finally, before we conclude this interview, any final remarks or messages that you'd like to sign out there?
Yes, my final remarks basically is the road is for all of us. Me coming to the radio station to push out my complaint does not mean I do not like traffic policemen. I do understand the importance of traffic policemen on our roads. And I also do understand the importance of the things that I need to do as a citizen. The rules on the road requires that you carry your driving license, you carry your logbook, which I don't even know why, but you should carry your logbook, which I do. And you should have a fire extinguisher, which is okay, and every driver is ready to do that. But let's not create a space where there is us drivers against them, the traffic policemen. And that's the case that is becoming every day. And there's some animosity that is developing between the traffic policemen and the citizens. Mm-hmm. And that should not be the case. We want to live in a space where we are harmoniously doing our jobs, and citizens are also doing their jobs of driving safely.
All right.
So that's my final remarks. Thank you for having me,